this meeting of the Junction City City Council for Tuesday, August 28th, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. Would everyone please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Ms. Moran, would you like to lead us?
I'm good.
Chief Morris?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any changes to the agenda? I do have one I think we could take care of at this time if the council pleases. I believe the city recorder has a letter we received today from the ACLU of Oregon regarding one of our ordinances that they would like us to take a look at. I responded with our schedule and said we'd introduce it tonight, but that I doubted we would take action tonight. So it's just something for you to review and I'm not sure read in full and check all the legal references tonight, but it was transmitted for the whole council, so it's mailed to you. And the city attorney. Did you have a chance to look at this at all?
You know, a couple of our cities received them, so I didn't receive an attachment to your email.
Oh, that didn't transmit?
Right,
oh.
But I figured that the substance was identical, except for the addresses.
Do we have our own copy?
She's got one.
I just received one. Yeah, thanks. So if directed, I can check these, you know, their position. I am not familiar with the cases that they cite to. I do know that I have regularly advised various cities these kinds of ordinances have issues with free speech, constitutional rights to free speech, because they usually regulate based on content, speech content, as opposed to any kind of speech regulation by the Constitution needs to be content neutral. So it wouldn't surprise me if there are some issues with the various cities who received these, and I'm holding off doing any kind of review unless I'm directed to do so.
Are these, is the issue panhandling ordinances just in general, or that some are archaic in the sense that they do infringe upon speech in certain ways?
I think there's the panoply. This goes through what they, so the claim here is that, and I'm assuming it's the same for Junction Cities, they're saying that your code provision is problematic because it regulates based on content of speech, and that even if you try to eliminate that distinction and try to make it content neutral, there still are cases that hold, nah, there isn't a compelling governmental interest in this kind of regulation, and therefore we're going to strike it anyway, because even if it's content neutral, it still doesn't meet the test. And then they say that if you really want to do something, other cities have found it beneficial and have eliminated or significantly decreased the number of panhandling in their towns by, instead of going after panhandlers, providing them, you know, dedicating a location in the city, which can be a homeless shelter or something like that. So they used a Pennsylvania example, which is not, you know, maybe it has somewhat of the same outcome, but it certainly isn't the same route.
And or enforcing trespassing, taking that kind of approach rather than
right. The
ban on paying.
Right. And what I've seen effective in other communities also is not just trespassing, but impeding public right-of-way. So if it isn't private property, then it's prohibiting access into City Hall or along a sidewalk or something like
sure.
that.
Well, counselors, have you formulated your legal analysis? I suppose we could roll this over to the next meeting if the mayor wants to entertain it, or what do you folks over there suggest as far as process?
Carrie?
I need to put council on the spot tonight, which is basically what I told the...
I would probably roll it over. You're short council members, you're short the mayor, you're short city administrator.
I think that if the council, well, I guess what you're saying is you're going to even wait another meeting to see if you want this to come back to you. If you want it to come back to you, though, I would suggest I work with Jason, or I talk with Jason when he's back to see what he thinks about it. Because he very well may think, we don't have a problem with this in this town. I don't know how many citations are issued for panhandling.
I stopped the first two people yesterday that I've stopped in 2 years, and that's because they were physically blocking the sidewalk by McDonald's. No cites were issued. They were just, they had the sidewalk blocked and basically were charging a toll. They'd set up a toll booth. I'm being somewhat facetious in that, but I mean, that was the effect of, you know, they had their signs and they had a walkway about this big. And
we wanted passed.
So would the council like to hear back from the mayor and administrator if they think this is an issue, or would you like to, is there a consensus that there is a majority here? So if you have a consensus that you do want to look at the issue, we can roll it over to the next meeting. There's a couple of options there. Refer it to the leadership to see if they want to take it up, or do you want to make sure that you see it again before you discard it, I guess. That would be a couple of options.
I'd like to hand it back to staff and have Jason and Kate have a chance to review this and decide if they want us to act or not.
And that would give the opportunity for the mayor to weigh in as well. Mm-hmm. Other opinions on that? Sir?
Yeah, this one. Did you cite the dog that was with the guy?
No.
Because the dog was really friendly.
Yeah.
He likes a cheeseburger.
You got up a cheeseburger?
I got him a cheeseburger because I had a dog in the front and was going to eat it. I didn't get it.
Well, that's a third course of action I didn't think of. Opinion on the two options that we lined out a minute ago.
Okay, so the last time I talked to Jason, he'll be out the rest of this week and in and out next week. So. If that's the direction you guys want to go, then Kitty can relay the information to Jason when he comes in that he needs to contact Carrie about it, or read it and decide what he wants to do.
Let's tie the mayor in on that too.
Okay.
Hey, that's a good idea. That way Jason can say, well, let's talk with Carrie here.
Consensus?
Mm-hmm.
Agree. Everybody okay? Thank you, Dale. Alrighty then. That was my change to the agenda. Hearing none other? Not hearing none other? Any others? Next on our work session agenda is the city administrator evaluation discussion. This was to be a chat about the form that might take since we haven't done it in a while. So, again, lacking the subject of that, although we could just do it without him, I think it would be courteous if Jason was here, and I think the mayor would want to be involved as well, and we're down one counselor, so I think I telegraphed my opinion there, but is there sentiment on the council to pursue this tonight or to roll it over until we have people back?
Yeah, I'd wait until we have everyone here.
Do we have a formal evaluation process or form that the council has used in the past?
Well, I can offer some history on that. After going through various forms and formats for years, the council that would have been Randy Hurd, myself, Leach, and Hitchcock tossed that out, and due to widespread dissatisfaction, kind of led by Randy when he was council president, and myself as well. And we, the last format we did was we went into executive session for 2 hours, tape recorder off, with Melissa, and found that very successful. She agreed, and we all agreed for another session, so we spent 4 hours total. And then subsequent to that, we developed a goals list that Jason inherited and had to finish. So I'm not sure how he feels about that. But that's the history. We've had different scoring sheets, and you know, nothing real consistent over the years, over the last 10 years or so. So that's kind of what this discussion was going to be about. Since we're potentially reinventing the wheel, or you know, choosing from six or seven wheels, and Kitty may have records of some of those other forms and formats, I think that argues for everybody here, you know, once again. So. That's just one opinion. Any other thoughts?
Well, I think we need to have the mayor and other council present before we do this. I don't think we're ready to tackle that. And certainly I'd like to have the administrator present if we're going to do a review. I guess the question I have for the other councilors is, do you want some sort of review sheet, at least topics that we can look at before we go into a review, or do we want to go into one unprepared and blind?
Oh, actually, that was the nature of the conversation that we were going to have was not, we weren't going to have a review tonight.
Right.
We were just going to discuss what format the council wanted to use.
Good.
And so that can be part of that discussion when we do have the discussion.
Do we have anything in city forms, any documents that would be applicable to review of a city administrator?
I can research. We have staff evaluation, so I can compare, look and see what was done in the past. I'll certainly do that.
There should be, again, in the records, there should be some evaluations.
I think that'd be helpful.
Yeah. There were different scoring systems. There were ones where the mayor compiled them and in a mysterious fashion. There were all kinds of versions over the years. I would guess that the city record in regularity and consistency in this function is checkered. That would be fair. So again, we're probably going to try to set a standard, which has been our time of living.
Do you guys want a form? Do you guys want to just go into open-ended?
Well, I think that's a discussion that Jason and the mayor would want to weigh in on, because a lot of those options gave the mayor more authority in the process.
So you can look, and then we can have a discussion at a later date.
Yeah, I think that's great. Bring back whatever you can dredge up. That'd be awesome.
And I know that our evaluation forms are very employee oriented. So would it work for a city administrator? I don't know if it's going to have all the information on it. It may have the format you like, but I don't know if it's going to have all the questions or information that you want on it.
Yeah. So. It's an opportunity for us to excel, if I can quote Councilor Summer, and kind of set a standard that might hold up for a few more evaluations. So kind of more deferred maintenance that we can do a service by straightening out. That's the optimistic view.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean by employee-oriented, like in general? Like
Very specific skills about their related jobs, you know. So, I mean, you could certainly get you one. You could look at it and see if it's something that you like. We have blank ones, so we fill them out all the time.
Yeah.
Typically, management reviews are a little more open-ended than employee.
And that's what I mean by it. So more employee-oriented is very, very specific to tasks. There's not that ability to be open-ended at the end.
They are leadership-centric, even like for department heads.
Right.
They're the same.
They're not like for Gary's or mine. They're not leadership centric.
Yeah. There should be some out there, but it doesn't mean that those are the ones that are in our records. I think a lot of the objection to the ones that we've used in the past was they were kind of more like that. Like, how do you score this administrator on, you know, something that really didn't cover the subjective policy implementation, leadership things. the council would be more concerned with. So, it's an opportunity to be creative.
Yeah, the city administrator's evaluation is done weekly, I would think, on how well he handles the ups and the downs of the job.
Well, some of us can't keep your evaluation schedule.
Oh, no, actually. The last time I did an evaluation on him, when in office, quote,
you said
was on the last time I was here.
You said weekly.
Yeah. Well, the term weekly is for the person that's being evaluated. Because we don't work weekly, do we?
So many straight lines, so little time. So I would, though, say to staff, I think council, especially newer councilors, should see even the ones that I'm disparaging so they get a full picture of what's happened. Does that make sense? So even if it's employee-centric and looks like something we would probably never should have used in the past, go ahead and present it as history. I don't like rewriting history. It's a good thing. It's an invitation to repeat it. Any other comments on that? We will table that and take it up at the next appropriate opportunity. That sound good? All right, item four is other business. I took care of the ACLU letter and changed the agenda. I have one item. Does anyone else have anything before that? Okay, I wanted to invite in an impromptu way, so if you're not comfortable, Carrie, please express that, but I wanted to invite in an impromptu way, there's been some sentiment to having a review of counselor authority, and kind of a, since we did appoint some people last year, and we didn't really have the normal training that we occasionally consider normal. I just thought, given the issues of the day, if you wanted to touch on that tonight, if you're comfortable doing that.
Well, I have spoken with Jason to make sure that at the beginning of the year, like the first day that a new council, if there's new counselors get sworn in, that there's a comprehensive training. Mm-hmm. And I think in the interim, it's just important to reiterate that individually, you operate as a body, and individually, none of you hold any council authority unless it's been delegated to you. And so city business is conducted as a body or it isn't conducted at all, and you leave that to your staff. And I think that that's kind of our baseline mantra that we tell to our councils and our boards. But if there's anything in particular that you wanted me to touch on?
No, I've just heard, I believe you represent Oak Ridge, is that correct?
Yes, our firm does, yeah.
So things like public meeting law and individual counselor authority, I think, are issues of the day to some degree.
Yes, and so to the extent that stuff has been published in the paper, the issues for that council and other councils are, well, it was twofold. So one individual on the council thinking it was that individual's job as an elected official to investigate staff and bring claims against staff and develop evidence against staff. And that was not appropriate for one individual to take on without that having been delegated to him. And then the other piece of it was, serial emails or groups CC'd, members of the council that may or may not constitute a quorum communicating via email, and whether or not that can constituted a public meeting. So those are things, and I have counseled this, I have provided advice to this council to be very cautious not to do that, and to staff not to loop in all the council. make sure that everything's discussed openly in open session. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a natural, it's a natural tendency to try to include people and even in a misguided attempt to be transparent. But, and our local nonprofits do that as a matter of course, but it's given the counselors may not be aware of the case ruled on by the judge from Coos Bay who had to be brought in. Lane County Commissioners, when they had the email chain.
The Handy issue. Case?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we kind of set the precedent in Lane County, which I think still stands. I don't think that's been overturned, has it?
And I agree. There's been another case that sort of provided a little more flesh to it, but just it's the same premise.
It reinforced that case.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can explain it better than I can, but in short, it was like having the same conversation with different members of the same board separately on an email didn't get the folks out of trouble as far as having a meeting.
Correct.
Talking to them one by one about the same thing.
Correct.
By email was judged to be, they were ruled against.
So, exactly. So the standard that everybody understood was, a quorum of the council can't all be participating in one, on one email communication. And the way that they were trying to maybe get around it would be, I'm going to talk to this counselor, and then on a separate string, I'm going to talk to this counselor, and on a separate string, I'm going to talk to this counselor. But they were close together in time, and those are called serial communications, and they violate the public meetings laws.
Kind of like speed dating in a restaurant going.
Don't, no speed dating amongst yourselves.
How would that differ if Counselor X talks to Counselor Y, and then 20 minutes later goes over and talks to Counselor Z? And that's not an email, but that's a conversation. It's just not written.
That's part of the analysis included conversations that were happening in a bar that was near the council chambers, and those were problematic.
Yeah, but they were all present rather than individual conversation, correct?
Well, I don't remember the specifics. I know that case deals with serial meetings, and it deals with conversations that were being had. And to me, I think applying the same rule of law makes sense. It's better to be cautious than think you're being cute. And if you are having conversations about city business with one counselor and another counselor and another counselor, and there's a quorum that ultimately are involved, you're going to, even if it isn't an actual public meetings violation, which it probably is, the appearance of impropriety is significant. And constituents are very concerned that city business is being taken care of outside of the open forum.
Okay. Just one more caveat on that. In a committee, there's three people. In our case, if two people talk, that's a quorum.
Correct. And if you recall, when we've had spouses that happen to be in the same committee, they were cautioned frequently just to remind them after meetings, don't talk about this in Europe, don't talk about committee business, don't talk about city business, because while you think the number two might be small enough to make it okay, we don't want anybody getting in trouble.
Yeah, and I wanted to explore the frontiers of this, not necessarily to chastise anybody, but just this is what's going on out in the legal world of government.
Right.
Which kind of sounds like the name of your company. And the legal world of government.
I'm going to change your name.
So I thought it'd be good if we got on the record. Join our concern.
Yeah, thank you for that. I will talk about that whenever you want me to, because okay. It's a good opportunity.
And I think the technology has actually made certain things that used to be everyday, even if they weren't smart, they were kind of everyday practice, become more transparent in that the difference between talking to a quorum of the council one at a time over the fence, one at a time, and email is that email is discoverable and can track the activity. So, mm-hmm. So a lot of folks have gotten in trouble just not realizing the potential of the technology.
Right, and texts.
Yeah.
Texts are really problematic.
Anyway, well, thank you for that.
Yep, my pleasure.
Last call for other business before I close the public session. Work session adjourned. I have some verbiage to read. Oh, wait. Yes, the work session is adjourned. Now we're going into regular session. So I will open the regular session. And that will consist of an executive session. So I will read the announcement here. Okay. The City of Junction City will now meet in executive session pursuant to Oregon Revised Statute 192.660-2D to conduct deliberations with persons designated by the governing body to carry on labor negotiations. Designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. Representatives of the news media and all other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will close the meeting.